Good morning, everybody. John O'Loughlin back again with you here on my new channel. It's called McDuff underscore 2020. And I'm out here in the side of my yard here to just take advantage of the beautiful weather and let you have a little green background to go along with the green message. You know, the green message is the environment is at stake. And if we let these deep state guys win, there isn't going to be any more nature. That's a very serious comment to make, and I'm telling you, I stand here among this beautiful greenery and listening to the birds sing. I get to watch the boats go by out on the water, and they're going out fishing and crabbing and oystering and all of the great activities of nature that we are accustomed to doing as humans are at risk here. They're very much at risk. Consider, for instance, Lyme disease and how that's spread by ticks, and whether or not they were naturally infected with this Lyme disease or whether they were intentionally infected with it. The fact is that by engaging in bio warfare, we take incredible risks that things like this can happen. And whether it was intentional or not, I am not the person to answer for. But I can tell you, when all these things are piling up together, it amounts to a potential implosion of nature without, for instance, certain insects or certain birds or certain fungi or natural processes that I don't know the details of. Our biology can collapse. And they know that. They know that. That's why they're creating their own synthetic hyperbiology, which you can read about from William Engdahl in Seeds of Destruction, for example. But biowarfare, creation of chimeras or chimeras, the idea of creating intentionally a bug that doesn't exist in nature by genetic manipulation, by putting together gene splicing sequences that don't exist in nature, and then either storing them as potential weapons, or if you're a bad actor, leaking them out into the world. And from monkey viruses to Lyme disease to encephalitis and all the other horrible things that are happening in our world today to people, to animals, to our children. All of this needs our attention desperately. We are responsible. We, this generation, you and I, are responsible for passing nature on to the next generation. And it's a tough job because they are trying to destroy nature so that we are not able to live without our dependence upon their products, whether they be quote-unquote food products from quote-unquote agricultural chemical industries, or whether they're quote-unquote medicine from pharmaceuticals. All of this is a false and imposed pseudobiology. Yeah, Toto doesn't like that. But the pseudobiology is coming, and once it's imposed upon our planet, we will simply be cogs in their big machine, because turning nature into a machine that they can manipulate with computers, with whatever technology they're working on, to allow them to go forward with this is the worst crime against nature that I could imagine. We have to work together to spread the word that these deep state actors are not just taking our money. They're taking our children's future. They're taking our planet. They're taking the nature that we all depend upon. Well, I guess that was a bit of a rant, but I wanted to make sure and share something with you this morning about how I'm feeling. A little memo from YouTube jail, if you know what I mean. Thanks very much for following me. I'm gonna keep this short because in my new channel, I'm only allowed 15 minutes. Well, one more pitch then, if I may. If I can get 1,000 subscribers on my new channel, then I'll be able to go live again. And you know, that's what I really want to do with Professor Hamamoto, with George Webb, Mark Kulak, Bill Taylor, Lena Poo. I have so many great correspondents that I love to talk to, and I need to get back to it. So help me get to the 1,000 subscribers on McDuff_2020. And we'll keep going, because we are going to win this. Thank you.